As educators in the United States strive to fill the demand for first-rate graduates with science, technology, engineering, and math degrees, the addition of an A for arts is expanding the popular acronym STEM. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston explores how STEM is generating steam.
Classical and jazz presenters continue to experiment with new ways to touch and build audiences, particularly the young, who increasingly rely on handheld devices to shape their view of the world. Now, Drexel University has developed an iPhone app, so far used just for live jazz performances. It gives concertgoers a new perspective on the music, with graphic representations of pitch, intensity, and acoustics. Dr. Youngmoo Kim directs Drexel's Expressive and Creative Technology Center. He says the Science of Jazz app was developed there to make the listening experience more meaningful.
Just giving a little bit of insight into, you know, when do the instruments align, when do they not align? When somebody's doing a solo, what does that look like? What sort of spaces are they playing in? What kind of note ranges and that sort of thing? And I think that helps. That provides a little bit of context.
There's simple logic to adding the arts to spur innovation in the exacting disciplines of science, technology, engineering, and math. Kim says the ambiguity inherent in art makes the mind more open and fertile.
It's through the arts that we gain some familiarity and comfort with uncertainty. That in math, you take a test, you got these answers right, you got these answers wrong. You get this idea that there are right answers to everything, and there aren't. Right? In the real world, most problems don't have right answers. There's no one right way to perform Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Or to improvise and watch that map out on the phone in your hand.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.